We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores. Farm fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton Radio Show, and happy holidays to you and your family. Our final show of 2018. A couple of games coming up before the new year. We will not have a Coach Boynton Radio Show next week. We take a break for the holidays, but first on the agenda, good to be back home. The show here tonight, tomorrow at noon, our special pre-Christmas weekday matinee. It's the Cowboys take on Central Arkansas, and it is good to be home. Cowboys have been gone a lot, as you know, having played, I guess, five of their last six games on the road. It's interesting, Central Arkansas and Oklahoma State have both played really hard non-conference schedules. You know the Cowboys have played a hard non-conference schedule, but Central Arkansas' schedule right now ranked the ninth toughest in America. Oklahoma State right behind 10th. So two teams that have been on the road a lot, played very hard schedules, will go head-to-head tomorrow. Well, good crowd here at Slim Chickens. We have families here from Richmond Elementary. They're having a fundraiser. And if you're familiar with Stillwater, Richmond Elementary is the elementary school just east of Lakeside Golf Course on the north side of town. So if I give you the geography, you probably know where I'm talking about. I offered these young elementary students a chance to learn math through basketball. They said no. They're on Christmas break. Today was their last day of Christmas break. No math during Christmas break. So, as usual, shot down. We'll take a break, come back. Coach Boynton will be here, and we'll start our chat with him in just a moment. If you have a question for him, you can send it to us two ways. You can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline. That text line is 405-747-0338. That's 405-747-0338. We'll take a break, come back, and Coach Boynton will be here shortly. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Hey parents, have you signed your child up for the McDonald's Pistol Pete Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age, so they can be fans for life. For just $25, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, and have access to exclusive parties with the athletes and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Also sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Mercy Health.
Hey Cowboys fans, Academy Sports and Outdoors is the place to go when you need the gear to support your team. Academy is your one-stop shop for Oklahoma State jerseys, t-shirts, caps, novelty items, and more at everyday low prices. Be sure to visit your local Academy store or academy.com to stock up on OSU gear for the season. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
The right stuff, the low price, every day. Academy!
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where the air smells of fresh-cut grass, artificial turf, and smoked meats.
Kielbasas.
Where the radio only plays marching bands. And being able to read the defense is more important than being able to read.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
But what makes Fansville truly special are the people who call it home field.
The fans.
The type of people who tailgate before the tailgate.
Ask the doctor, remember.
Who aren't afraid to shout, "My grandma could have made that kick," because that's the honest truth.
She's 90.
Passionate fans bound by loyalty, tradition, and the sweet, sweet nectar of the college football gods.
Dr. Pepper.
Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Hey, Cowboy fans. Nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of Oklahoma State Athletics, is your source for ticket, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all the biggest sporting events in the country. From the regular season to bowl season, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show tonight. Again, if you have a question for us, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. And Coach Boynton is with us now. Good to see you.
Great to be here. Glad to be back. I apologize. Last week had some recruiting duties, and I heard Coach Cooper and Thomas DeZaga, the movie buff on our team, filled in nicely.
Yeah, we had a good chat with Thomas about movies and different things that he's interested in, Greek mythology.
Yeah, he actually is a really conscientious student, does really well in school, and is on course right now, waiting for one more grade to come in to have his best semester in the classroom yet. So we're going to be something to be really proud of for him.
How are all the grades looking since finals are done? Pretty good?
Really good. Trey Reeves has his fifth consecutive semester of a 4.0.
Wow.
And it's obviously always something to be really proud of. Not easy. You don't get there by accident. puts a lot of work in, studies hard, but we've got a lot of guys who do well. We had a team GPA over a 3 point this summer. It's something we try to make really, really important. It's the one thing that's going to last the longest for these guys is the educational experience that they have here, and we try to make sure that they understand the importance of it.
It's interesting because the whole college education dynamic has really changed. And when I say that is, with online classes now available, how does that change things academically? Does that make things easier during the course of the season when you're so busy with games and practices? How has that impacted things? That's been a fairly recent change.
Yeah, it makes it a little easier, I would say, just because you have more options available to you. And what you what we've learned is different kids have success in different learning environments.
Right.
And so we can kind of cater to all those different scenarios. Some kids are really good in the classroom. They need the interaction
they
with the professor.
Yeah, yeah.
Some kids don't have the natural ability to focus for an hour and a half and sit still and pay attention in the class. And so they need more time, maybe in online courses where they can kind of do it at a different pace, not in a structured environment like that. So we use both options pretty frequently. The other thing is it gives you flexibility in terms of scheduling the rest of your day. So a guy who's in online classes may have more opportunities to get treatment or be in the weight room or whatever it is, because he's not obligated to be in a classroom for, you know, 6 hours a day.
Right. You know, one thing it seems to me, too, is depending on your degree and the requirements of it and the things you have to take, are a lot of guys now that graduate 3.5 years. Some guys you see will graduate in 3 years because in the summer it seems like they can accrue more hours through the different online offerings than maybe they did. They could in the past. They can kind of work at their pace, which is probably a very good thing for guys because it can give them a chance to make sure they leave here with a degree.
Yeah, the summer school thing was really a game changer. I was on the early end. We didn't have as many online options, but we certainly had the summer school option available, and I was able to graduate myself in 3.5 years. And so it was really, really good for me. It's also been good for our team in the sense that we've had guys who've been able to start master's degrees and a couple guys who finished their master's in that 4-year window. Some guys have been able to finish a master's because they've been here 5 years in the time frame of the eligibility. So, you know, the more we can educate these kids and give them opportunities for the next phase of their lives, right? They don't think about it much, but we know it's coming and we have to do our best to prepare for it.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Boyden with us here at Slim Chickens talking Cowboy basketball. What's the week of practice been like? Now, finals are done. You focus on basketball. There's, I guess, no limit on the hours of practice. I think you still have to give them a day off. But what's the week been like?
It's been good. We got back late Sunday night from Sioux Falls, and we were off from practice mandated on Monday. But since then, we've been able to get after it pretty good. Really tried to tighten the screws offensively, which is where we've been struggling the most. Our defensive numbers, to be quite honest, have been very pleasing to me. I think we could rebound the ball a little bit better. But offensively is where we've really struggled, and it's come in a number of different ways. You know, last game we didn't shoot the ball from three as well as we had in previous games.
Right.
Turnovers must come down, and we've got to get guys playing more within themselves. And then just the flow offensively, having guys find a rhythm and get comfortable with where their shots are coming from a possession to possession time. And then we've got to probably have Lindy and Cam, you know, be more aggressive looking for their scoring opportunities. They're our most experienced scorers. Having Curtis Jones back will help that. We get Michael Weathers to be a little bit more turnover conscious. He's turning over the ball at a really high rate now, and so we're going to try to take some pressure off him. And so we've worked on different things with different lineups, playing Lindy with the ball in his hands a little bit more, having Cunningham in there with Weathers so that he can have someone else who can maybe handle the ball with him. And really, so offensively, we've been really focused on just trying to create an identity. We think defensively we already have a really good identity. We just have to continue to defend the three. We have to continue to rebound the ball well. And then offensively, once we get ourselves, because, you know, quite honestly, we scored 53 points against Houston, right? Hard to win a game against an experienced good team. They're going to score 65, even if you guard them well.
Sure, especially, you know, the way they shoot the three.
And then same thing, we go to play Nebraska, another experienced team who shoots the ball well, and only score 50. That's not good enough to be beating the teams that we're playing. So we've got to find a way to get more production offensively, more flow offensively.
Is one of the symptoms that you've been looking at that has been problematic, just for lack of a better term, congestion on the floor offensively?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've made a big conscious effort this week of just trying to space the floor better. And it's not necessarily what we're running as much as the consciousness of the guys that if you're supposed to be in the corner and you're 2 feet up the floor closer to the wing, then your man also is 2 feet up the floor closer to the wing, which now clogs the driving lane for somebody else, allows a defender to maybe play two guys where he shouldn't be able to. So just little things like that. And we've done a good job this week, I think, of seeing those things, showing them on film, how to improve them. And we've worked at it, and I've seen some improvement. Look forward to seeing how it works tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. And it, whether, I guess, it's spread motion or anything else, I'm sure with young players, they don't understand that 12 inches difference is huge. And they're used to, I don't want to say they have bad habits necessarily, but maybe the attention to detail hasn't been there because it didn't need to be there. It's a different deal now, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, a guy, for instance, Isaac Likely, we talk about spacing a lot. It's like a foreign concept to him.
Really?
Not that he doesn't understand it. It's just never been emphasized. And not having that extra 6 inches of space in high school didn't matter. He was just big enough, powerful enough to either get past the guy or jump over him or whatever it is. Well, now that gap closes down and guys can really make it hard on you to get those shots off that you're normally comfortable making. So he's just one example, but obviously we got a lot of freshmen who are trying to understand that. And then our older guys have to do a better job of helping them understand why those things aren't available, as well as our staff.
As you have made some of these, oh, I don't know if changes are the word, but you've added some things offensively and worked on some things. What's the balance for you as a coach with a young team of, hey, you know, we need to continue to get better with spread versus maybe we need to add some other stuff or change some things? How do you strike that balance? You don't want to give them, you know, a bailout, for lack of a better term, but at the same time, you want to address what concerns you have. How do you figure out how to balance that?
Well, the key is helping them understand that we can change offenses every day if we want. If we don't run it with great intent and great purpose,
doesn't make any difference.
If we don't cut hard, if we don't screen, if we don't move the ball quickly when we have opportunities to, the defense is still going to feel like they're all over you.
Sure.
So we have to, whatever we're running, and we have a lot of different things we can go to, we have to do it with a sense of urgency, a sense of purpose. Something, again, that they just aren't used to having be important. But they see when you only get 50, it's hard to win, you know, and so we've got to find a way to get more consistent good looks from the guys who can make shots. And then we've got to do a better job, because one of the areas we're struggling in, quite honestly, is at the free throw line. We're missing opportunities, right? You miss 8 free throws and, you know, that's 8 points you just didn't get. You don't go to the offensive glass on a night where you're not shooting well. You're missing out on opportunities that maybe you can get more closer points to the basket. But, again, you get offensive rebounds, you're probably more likely to get fouled.
Sure,
of course.
You've got
to go to the line and make them.
That's when most fouls occur, is an offensive rebound. There's no doubt. You know, it's interesting. You're talking about your defensive numbers being good. And that being said, when your offense is better, your defense is better, right? Because then maybe you get an offensive rebound. There are a lot of good things that happen when you run good offense, but I've heard a lot of coaches say that your first effort of defense is your offense. Do you buy into that?
That's definitely a philosophy I believe. I don't live by it, but I know that you can put too much pressure on your defense when you don't score.
Yeah.
You know, because it becomes a time of possession deal. You wind up trying to get stops every play, and that's really what we've done. I talked about how good I think our defense has been, but we're also putting too much pressure on our defense to shut people out. It's just not the way the game is played. So you have to sometimes have your offense bail out your defense by making some shots, by making it easier, and you can eliminate runs from the other teams by scoring better. When you get stops, you have to convert those baskets in transition. And when you don't, you get bogged down in half court. Again, it makes it harder to get back and continue to have the same level of focus and energy on the defensive end.
Well, and the tough thing, too, is when you turn it over, many times that leads to transition points.
Absolutely.
And those are hard to stop sometimes.
Not sometimes. Almost
most
all the time.
Yeah.
That's just the natural thing. I mean, most of the time when you turn it over, you don't expect to turn it over.
Of course not.
You're not planning to turn it over. So it's a call a fire drill. I mean, just trying to figure out how to get the fire put out. And you hope that, and a lot of times, you hope the team misses a shot that you force them to take, not that they make a shot that you've allowed them to have by either turning the ball over or having a breakdown in your defensive game plan.
Well, let's turn our attention to something that was very positive Sunday, and that was Yorne, with what he was able to do with 17 points and 8 rebounds. He made 7 of 10 shots. Let me ask you this. Did you foresee that he could be as successful as he seems to have been offensively this soon? Did you see that coming?
No, but what it tells you is he's a kid who's got a great work ethic. Because, quite honestly, he's just continued to work. He's believed in our staff and what they're telling him he needs to improve on. The weight room has helped him because now he's lifting 3 days a week. He's been doing that since June. And from June to early part of November, he was lifting 4 days a week. So he's got a body he feels confident with. And when you have confidence, you play better. It's just a simple concept, but his offensive development has been something of a surprise to us, only because that's never been something that's defined his game. Not that he wasn't capable of doing it, we just thought it may take a little bit longer to get him to believe that he could be an offensive threat.
What are the attributes that he has that make him such a good shot blocker?
Well, first of all, he believes. I mean, I think if you asked him, he believes that he can get to any shot and make it hard. And
wow.
He thinks he can block both of them. So part of it is just like anything else. He has a confidence in himself. So now he's got to maybe tone it in, hone it down a little bit more, because right now it's causing him to be in foul trouble because he relies on that too much and gets himself out of position. But on the flip side, because he's so aggressive, he creates another defensive weapon for you, because the offensive teams are always conscious of where he is when they drive the ball into the paint.
Have you seen people already be affected by that?
Oh, absolutely. You can tell, and it's part of the way teams try to game plan, is they try to go at him in ways to put him in foul trouble early in a game, and it's affected us some. But when we've had him on the floor for significant amounts of minutes, he's been very, very productive.
I will confess, there have been a handful of times this year where I've been shocked at some of the shot attempts he's blocked and how quick he is off the floor. The best example I can think of, the Nebraska, and I don't remember who it was, Nebraska guy got past the defense, driving the right side of the lane, looked like he was getting to the basket. York comes up from behind, swats it off the backboard, and you're like, what? And then, of course, all the fans assume it's a goaltend.
Sure.
It wasn't.
And I'll say this. He's gotten called for a couple goaltends that I would object to, because they don't seem like plays you expect him to make.
I'll bet officials,
right,
have to adjust to,
yeah,
like
so,
it.
Yeah, so it takes a while, and eventually he'll start getting the benefit of the doubt. It's sort of like Konate gets, and he's an exceptional shot blocker at West Virginia.
Yeah.
And there may be some that are borderline with him that he gets the benefit because he's garnered a reputation over the course of time that, well, he's got a pretty good knack of going to get him and getting him clean. And so yours, he continues to gain a reputation with officials because they're just getting to know him too. Not only
our
fans and other teams, the officials are getting to know our team and how we play and what different guys do. So, he's going to challenge for the block shots record in a lot of ways in his time here at Oklahoma State.
He is fun to watch, and fun to watch on the defensive end especially. Time for a break. By the way, doubleheader tomorrow with the Cowboys at noon against Central Arkansas, the Cowgirls tomorrow night. Tickets start at $5. You can go to okstate.com to the ticket button and buy your tickets for tomorrow's doubleheader. Should be fun. Kids are out of school here in Oklahoma, certainly at least here in the Stillwater area. Today was the last day of school, so what a great way to kick off the Christmas break. Come watch some basketball. It's been kind of a popular thing this weekday matinee at the start of the holiday break for the secondary schools, so let's make it special tomorrow. We'll come back and continue with Coach Boynton in a moment. We have a question that's come in via text, and if you have a question, you've got two ways to get it to us. You can send it to us on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338, or you may use my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
FFO Home, your one-stop source for top-quality furniture and mattresses at great discounts, is a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics. With 10 great stores in Oklahoma, you'll find everything you need to furnish the home of your dreams, up to 50% less than you could anywhere else. Come by and visit the all-new FFO Home, or visit us online at ffohome.com. Go Pokes!
This is Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug. 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Is hunger turning you into a slowpoke? With more than 30 restaurants on campus, there's plenty of options to feed your inner cowboy. Whether it's breakfast at the crack of dawn or a midnight snack, there's something for everyone, no matter the time of day. Burgers and fries, fresh fruit smoothies, made-to-order sandwiches, and more make it easy to satisfy even the biggest cowboy appetite. University Dining Services, where the cowboys dine.
If your air conditioner sounds like boom, 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 you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Here's some more on the convenience and easiness at Ampride Travel Plaza. Big, big restrooms that don't require a key. Just go on in. If you need cash, Ampride's got an ATM. Looking for express food options? Try Ampride 6 and 12-inch deli sandwiches with choices of ham, turkey, pepperoni, bacon, various cheeses, including pepper jack, American and Swiss, and too many toppings and dressings to name on your choice of white or wheat. All this and more at easy, convenient Ampride Travel Plaza, where Highways 177 and 33 intersect in Perkins.
So I hear you're looking for custom decorated apparel. Oh, and you need it fast with free graphic design along with local free delivery. Then call or email Stillwater Screen Printing and Embroidery. Their sales team will walk you through the entire process, making sure all your needs are addressed. They've been serving this amazing community for over 20 years and know the ins and outs of the decorated apparel industry. Whether it's t-shirts, polos, hats, or promotional items, you can find them at stillwaterscreenprinting.com or call 372-7600 to get your project started. Conveniently located at the corner of 6th and Knobloch behind Firehouse Subs. See you soon and go post.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show. We're glad you're with us tonight. Had a couple of questions come in, Coach. And first, he said, well, you don't have to comment on this if you don't want to, but what were you so upset about at the end of the first half on Sunday?
I don't have a problem sharing. Our team was playing really well for a good part of the first half there, and like most good teams, Nebraska went on a little bit of a run and kind of cut our lead down, and I needed to get us to the half with the lead or tied at worst. So we had the ball tied, and we're holding for the last shot and get called for a very questionable offensive foul, I thought. And I knew immediately, I sensed that our team was affected by the call on the defensive end. They scored three, and I got a little unraveled emotionally, and I shouldn't have. But I did want to show the officials. I didn't agree with that at the time. I let them know about it, and he gave me a T.
You know, the thing is, if you don't mind me saying this, that's something that you so rarely do that how do I say this delicately? I think the reaction you had is so uncommon, it may have demonstrated I don't want to say questionable, but the disagreement that you had. it was, and you don't have to say anything. It evidenced the level of disagreement you had, because that was your first technical,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was actually more disappointed that I didn't know I had a technical.
Well, I don't think anybody knew. I mean, we found out like 4 minutes into half when one of the official scorers said something to us.
Yeah, the official didn't tell me at the time, and then informed me when I came back out for second half warm-ups that the other team would be shooting free throws to start the half. Because, again, we were down two.
Right.
Because they reviewed a three and took a point off. So we had the ball to start the half. Thought I had an opportunity to, you know, again, run a good offensive set and tie the game or take the lead and you know, 0-0. So two more points away, and then you know, certainly didn't affect the outcome of the game, but I thought at the moment it definitely hurt our momentum.
You know, the tough thing is, it seemed to me that up 7 a couple of times late in the first half, and the way the game was going, you were kind of, for lack of a better description, taking it to them. And it didn't seem like they were all that thrilled with that. And then they hit a couple of guarded threes and hit shots at the end of the half. But it looked like you led most of the first half. You were maybe another bucket away from being in a great spot to where that little run wouldn't have hurt you. Did you feel
absolutely,
that way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we missed a couple great looks. Cam misses a three on the left wing. I still remember it like yesterday. That really could have kind of put him in some danger. Yeah. We had already forced them to call a timeout. We were getting out in transition. We were doing a great job getting to the offensive glass. And then we just kind of hit a drought at the end of the half there, and the drought really never stopped.
Yeah, and it was unfortunate because it just seemed to change so fast. Another question that's come in, wondering, it looked like an official, this fan points out, started a five-second count on Isaac on Sunday. What's the rule now as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, so there's no five-second count on a live dribble. But if you're closely guarded, when you don't have a dribble or you haven't started your dribble, there is a five-second count. I didn't notice that, but maybe he was thinking about a couple years back when there was a closely guarded live dribble
right.
rule. That rule's been out of play for about 3 years now.
You like that?
I don't. I actually think it kind of bails out the offense a little bit, and it allows teams to do what we all say we don't want to do, is have good ball movement. Now you can just have somebody just dribble the ball out. Now, shot clock matters and all that stuff, but at the same time, it affects the defense more than it affects the offense.
Do you think that was because sometimes maybe it was hard to define? Officials were having a hard time being consistent with it because that was a challenge, and I can understand why that.
No, I understand why they changed it, but obviously as a pressure defensive coach, I wanted to continue to try to have it as an advantage that we could use against other teams, especially if there was a secondary ball hand or something like that, that we really could affect the game on our defensive end of the ball. But I understand why they did it. And it hasn't really affected scoring in that regard. And so we've adjusted. You know, it's not something that's going to go back, I don't think, at any point.
Right.
So we made the adjustment, and, you know, we'll continue to work at it.
Another question that's come in. Now, how did the game with Nebraska up in that, as they said, kind of a cool atmosphere, how did that come about?
It was first of all, it was a great event put on by the Sanford Pentagon and their staff. Very first class. They did a very good job of outfitting the arena in both our colors and the colors of Nebraska. Obviously, they had many more fans show up than we did. They're only about a four-hour drive for them. But it was an opportunity to play a quality opponent on a neutral court. And those are the type of games that we want to have our team play in. Great opportunity early part of the season to establish an identity against a really good team. They happen to be the team available this year. I think we went up there, Oklahoma State did, 3 years ago?
Yes, three years ago. Played Minnesota.
And, played Minnesota there. And it's something we'll look at again in the future. And we'll see what the options are. But it's a great event. It was a tremendous, tremendous environment for a basketball game. I made the comment, I love our building, and I love it more when we start getting 13,000 in there consistently. But, you know, basketball was meant to be played in gyms, not necessarily in big, elaborate arenas like you see so many times today. And so it seats about 3,500. It was perfect. It was packed. And it was very, 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 very high energy, highly contested game for a long time.
And I was reading a story in the Omaha newspaper that said Nebraska was really trying to find a Big 12 team to play home and home, do something. I guess they talked to Oklahoma, and that didn't work. They talked to Kansas State. That didn't work. And then this thing came about, the possibility to play up there. And of course, you being the way you are, it's like, hey, let's go.
Absolutely. We don't back down from any challenges. We love the opportunity to go play against the best competition we can find. And no matter where that is, we'll start getting some of those teams to come to Stillwater soon. And, the Big East will help us starting
yes.
next year with that event. The SEC helps us now. So we'll continue to put together quality schedules that will put ourselves in position to be playing better basketball as the calendar turns to conference play.
Time for a break. We'll come back with more after this. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via text on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338, or you may share it via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. We're watching Texas Tech and Duke play. In case you've forgotten, you may want to put your television on that and listen to us and watch that game. Tech actually up after falling behind 6-0. They lead Duke 24-17, I believe, was the score when they went to the last media timeout that was taken, I think, about the 8-minute mark of the first half. So we'll keep you updated on that, too. Back with more after this, live from Slim Chickens, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Oklahoma State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Cowboys.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
It happens to everyone who plays the game. We get hurt and try to walk it off, but playing hurt can make it worse. At Mercy Sports Medicine, keeping you in the game is our life's work. Schedule a free pain assessment from a Mercy Pro at mercy.net/paincheck. We'll check your injury, give you a plan for quick recovery, and get you playing again. Sign up at mercy.net/paincheck. At Mercy Sports Medicine, your life is our life's work.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show, live at Slim Chickens at Stillwater, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena. Doubleheader tomorrow. The annual weekday matinee for the Cowboy basketball team is at noon tomorrow. We'll have coverage at 11 as Oklahoma State welcomes Central Arkansas to town. If you remember Russ Pennell, who worked on Coach Sutton's staff in the early 90s when Coach Sutton first came to Oklahoma State, he's the head coach now at Central Arkansas after going out working at Arizona State and Arizona and head coach at Grand Canyon as well. So he'll be in town with his squad. They've played a tough schedule. And again, it'll be a noontime tip with an 11 a.m. pregame show. And what are your observations of your opponent tomorrow, Central Arkansas?
Very well-coached team, very organized. They're a team that runs really good offense. They've got some skilled bigs, a couple guys who can really shoot the three and from their post positions, which always causes a challenge because you got to figure out how you're going to guard ball screens when they set them, how much you're going to help off of them when guys get into the lane. And then defensively, they switch a lot. So that sometimes can slow you down offensively. So we got to run really good offense through those switches, continue to cut hard, and hopefully we can reward ourselves by getting to the offensive glass if we're not making shots.
They've played a tough schedule, as I mentioned. This will be their fifth straight road game. And the thing is, their schedule I saw in KenPom ranked 9th in the country. Yours is 10th.
Yeah.
So you both know what that's like.
Absolutely. We've both challenged ourselves greatly here in the early going. And we'll both have teams that come out really hungry tomorrow. And I'm excited to see our guys play back home in front of some familiar fans and go out there and get ourselves a better, more well-played game than we've had the last couple. I want to see us put together 40 minutes of solid basketball and let the score kind of take care of itself. I want us to make sure we're defending and communicating at a high level and then sharing the basketball offensively.
We've talked about this a little bit already, but someone has sent in a text and asking about free throw shooting. And what can you do to try to help that?
Well, we got to continue to practice them. And some of the guys, we've made some adjustments on their mechanics, either the way they're standing at the line or the balance that they're shooting them with. Your Nay's been better the last 2 weeks in practice. He's got a routine now. You know, talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He didn't have one. He just kind of went up there and he said, depending on how he felt, well, you got to have a rhythm. You got to get yourself into a groove and how you shoot them. And then in a game, you feel settled that you've done something enough over the course of time that it feels second nature to you. Ice Likely and Duncan DeMuth are both getting better. Duncan, we had to kind of shorten his stroke. He had a lot of movement with his lower body. His feet were even moving as he was going into a shot. And Ice's hands have been a problem for him. You know, he gets his hands. He's got big mitts. So he gets his hands all over the ball. We got to kind of slow his stroke down and get him to where he's set before he shoots him.
Is that something you're talking about, mechanics? Is that something that has changed in recent years where you see more players maybe coming to college that mechanically aren't maybe as sound as when you played or maybe 20 years ago? Or has that always been something that, you know, guys have needed a little bit of help?
Yeah, I mean, I think guys have always needed help. I remember as a player vividly always practicing free throws. And then as I got into coaching, it was something I saw less and less of. And it's something I always thought was really, really important because, again, it's like special teams. I mean, it's an opportunity to score without the defense in your face. It's an opportunity to maybe add to a lead or close out a game late. So you got to be able to knock those down and certainly got to make sure that you guys that are handling the ball the most, you know, Isaac Likely and Mike Weathers, who both have struggled early on, are making their free throws, especially in late game situations.
Well, the thing is, the other night, I mean, yes, Nebraska pulled away in the second half, but a big difference in the game was the free throw shooting.
Absolutely.
You went 8 for 15. They go 21 for 23. If those numbers balance out some more, especially early in the second half, it's probably a different game.
Yeah, we had one of our better free throw shooters, Cam McGriff, who shot almost 80% last year, step up and missed two the other day. So it is one of those things that can become conscious as a team. Everybody's tensed up, and you just got to relax and step up there and go through your routine, clear your mind, and shoot the free throw like you've done all your life, and shoot it with confidence.
Cam's had a tough couple of games. What are you telling him right now?
To stop worrying about the bad games, you know, just go out there and play with great effort. And I think once he gets out of thinking about why he's not scoring, his scoring will go up because he'll get to the free throw line more, he'll rebound the ball better, and then quite naturally he'll get easy baskets. And as a good scorer as he is, all he needs to do is see the ball go through the basket a few times, or maybe a tip dunk. Maybe that's what gets him going. Maybe he gets a steal and gets out in transition and gets an easy basket. Maybe because he goes to the offensive glass really hard, someone tries to block him out and fouls him and sends him to the free throw line. And at 80%, you see the ball go through the net two more times. You feel a bit better about what's going on. But his energy defensively has been much more concerning in the last two games than whether or not he's been making shots.
So from an offensive standpoint, when a guy suddenly is the mark man, which he has not been in his career.
Yep.
Is that an adjustment a guy has to make?
And he's never been that guy. Even in high school, he played with a couple other guys who were really high-level players.
So he's never been that guy.
And so this is new territory for both him and for Lindy in a lot of ways, too. Those guys are being asked now to be the top of the scouting report. It's one thing to be on it. You know, some guys are just on it, and they're, well, if this guy comes in, this is what he does to hurt you, but he's not going to beat you. Well, now they're saying, we can beat them if we shut these guys down.
So what do you tell those guys as they make that transition?
Well, it's a responsibility you got to own. You have to accept that. You have to be willing to understand that that's the way teams are going to approach it. And you can't get so, again, you can't get so mindful of whether you're making shots or not that it starts to affect the rest of the game that you can impact. Again, nothing can ever stop you from being a good defensive player. At the same time, nothing can stop you from making easy passes with another teammate's open or being a good screener or being a great communicator. Those things don't require a ton of talent or athletic ability. And so those are things that they've got to continue to do. And again, because they work so hard, because they practice so much, their shots will come.
A fan asking about Kentrevious Jones not playing the last three games. Just wondering what's going on with him.
Just freshman. Just part of – he's not ready. You know, and he's practiced really well here the last week. He's been a guy I've been really, really pleased with, particularly his last 3 days of practice this week. But it's just – it's part of it, you know. I mean, unfortunately, there's a perception now that because a freshman's talented when they come in the door that they're ready. Well, that's not always the case, especially when you talk about ready to help you win. They may be able to get out there and run up and down and look the part, but in terms of being able to focus on a scouting report, being able to execute a ball screen coverage, being able to run up and down the floor with purpose, being able to run offense with purpose, those are things that he's continuing to learn. No different than Mo Khalil, no different than when I was a freshman. It's you know, people say process. It is. I mean, it's true, but we sometimes get away from thinking about, wow, man, this kid's been in college for 6 months now, and he's taken in a lot. He's worked his tail off to put himself in position to even be available to us. And you know, he'll continue to get better. We got a lot of confidence in his ability.
So now we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I want to go down a different path. So the semester's over. We have winter break, so there are no classes. The routine dramatically changes for the players. A lot of these players are young. So what's the balance between the ability to get a whole lot better, but at the same time, these guys managing and sort of adapting to suddenly a lot of free time?
Yeah, no, it's a real deal. And so we're really conscious this time of year that our guys don't get bored. And so we keep them engaged by doing a lot of different things. For instance, on Tuesday, you know, after we practiced here, and obviously can't do this every week, but we went over to Tulsa.
Yeah.
We did a visit at the hospital there, try to put some smiles on some children's faces, give them some gifts. Went to watch Creed as a team, the movie Creed 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was
How
tremendous.
Was it, by the
it
way?
It was great. It was great. Really, really enjoyed it. Highly recommend it. But there are other things that we'll do, team building things. But we do have to get better, and we got to make sure we're spending the right amount of time in the gym, in the film room, in the weight room, because this is a great opportunity to improve these next 4 or 5 weeks.
You mentioned the hospital visit. You went over to St. Francis Children's Hospital in Tulsa. And I'm going to wager that a lot of your players, the young ones especially, have never been in an environment like that. How did they handle it, and how did you prepare them? Because there are some, maybe a lot, that might struggle in that environment.
Absolutely.
What was all that like?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it, and we talked about our responsibility and the position that we're in, both players and coaches and everybody else involved in our program. And we have an obligation to be role models, to be someone that people can look up to and appreciate the way we work and what we do. By showing them that we care about them and by going back and lending our time. You know, we can always give money to charity or something like that, but I believe your true investment is your time and people, because it's the one thing you can't get back.
Absolutely.
Right? And so we try to make sure we're really conscious about what our guys are exposed to, and we want to know what real life. You know, they're really privileged. You know, they have a great opportunity. There are a lot of kids that they saw that would dream at 5 or 6 or 4 years old that they could one day do what those kids do, and they won't ever, from a physical standpoint, have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
And so just understanding what that looks like and how you can continue to have an impact on those type of people's lives is something that's really important to me and to our program.
We'll take a break here at Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show, and if you're listening in and want an update on Texas Tech Duke, it's Texas Tech up now 29-26 with 3:21 left to play in the first half. That game being played in New York City. Take a break, come back. More with Coach Boynton coming up. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip all me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show here tonight. Keep Slim Chickens in mind for your holiday gatherings. You know, maybe you go to the doubleheader tomorrow night. Here's an idea. Go to the men's game at noon, run over here and get an early dinner, go back to the women's game. It's only a few blocks away. It's real easy. And that big party gathering, how about the tailgate pack from Slim Chickens? That'll get you taken care of. Slim Chickens here at 1011 North Boomer Road, a great supporter of Oklahoma State. So we are getting close to the holidays, and we mentioned the fact that you're in semester break. So what's the game plan in terms of letting the guys go home?
Well, we, you know, part of the reason we like to have the game, there's a lot of reasons. First, we know that Stillwater schools are out, so hopefully we can get some families and young kids out in Gallagher Iver tomorrow and cheer on the Cowboys. So maybe people who are in town visiting family for the holiday can come see us. So it's a great opportunity from a fan standpoint. The other thing is for our players, it gives them an almost an extra day away.
It does, yeah.
And so guys who are within driving distance, you know, game's over, you know, 3 o'clock at the latest, probably sooner, can jump in a car. And if you live in Dallas, you're home by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's a good opportunity for them. Kind of steals another night home with their parents, even for some of the guys who can fly home. I don't know how late the flights leave out of Oklahoma City or Tulsa, but maybe some of them can get home and
sure.
and be home on Saturday and have another full day. So it's great. It's most everybody will go home and be with their families. It's good for them. Everybody needs that break this time. It's really, really important to be with your family and then be home for a few days and come on back and be ready to rock and roll.
When will you bring them back?
We'll come back on the 26th, and we'll practice that evening. So we'll give everybody a full day. Everybody will be with their families for Christmas Day. And then we'll come back and get ready for the next round of games we got coming up.
Okay, I'm being nosy here, but do you encourage guys to jog, run, do some things to make sure they don't lose conditioning, or are you more concerned about them resting and taking a mental break? What's your message to them when they leave?
Yeah, I'm more of a get your mind away.
You know, sure.
Kind of get away from the game a little bit. It's a time to kind of decompress. We'll have played 11 games by then. For a lot of these guys, it'll be the hardest 11 games they've ever played in their lives. And it'll be a good time for them to just kind of take a break, you know, kind of hit the reset button a little bit. We'll take care of getting them back in shape when they get back.
That's why you got Jake Manselman on staff. He'll take care of that. So we had a Twitter question come in. Wants to know what's on your kids' Christmas list.
I'll be honest. I'm going to sound like a really bad parent here. I don't know, but I'm going to sound like a really good husband, I guess, because I've got a tremendous wife who handles all of that. I know that there's been several trips to my house from the people from FedEx and UPS.
That's always a sign.
Amazon boxes showing up and all those type of things. So it's awesome. I'm really, really excited just, you know, for them. My son is he's really, really into, like, Super Mario and Ninja Turtles and cartoons like that now. My little girl, she loves princesses, and you know, she enjoyed going down to Orlando and going to Magic Kingdom. So we'll see. I'm excited to see what Santa can bring to the Boyne household this Christmas season.
What are you looking for? What can Santa bring to you?
You know, the first thing he can do is help us get a win tomorrow.
Fair enough.
Have our guys play well. Keep us healthy. You know, I'm big on family, so an opportunity to just spend some time with my family. And then, you know, get our guys back ready to work for the next opportunity that we have on the schedule.
Some coaches literally can't shut down. They just can't. We've had some that I've worked with here who were that way. Can you take a couple of days and say, off, get away, done? Or can you just not quite switch it off?
I'm probably in the category of guys who can't. Quite separated. I'm a horrible vacationer.
Are you?
But I do like to take this opportunity when I have it to kind of get away from the basketball psychologically. I still watch it. I still study it. Try to figure out how to make our team better. But it's always when I have a 3 or 4 day break between practices, I have a chance to read. So I'll pick up a book here this week and I'll start on some reading. Don't know exactly what yet, but I've got a couple options on my desk.
Don't mind me asking, what are you thinking about?
Thinking about What Drives Winning.
Okay. You know,
it's a book that was kind of co-authored by a guy named Brett Ledbetter, who's a team coach, psychologist type person. And it gave me an opportunity to kind of dive deeper into how teams continue to get better as the season goes on.
Some coaches will say when they get away and they're not in the mode, they get some of their best ideas.
Yeah.
Is that true for you?
Yeah, and you know, I steal ideas. I'm watching a little bit of this Texas Tech Duke game, and you know, trying to pick up on a few things from a couple of really good coaches. I'm always in the mode of trying to learn and grow and develop my own coaching ability, but also trying to figure out how to help our team get better.
Good luck tomorrow. We appreciate the time. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we'll see you tomorrow
Merry
morning.
Merry Christmas to you and all the Hunzikers as well.
That's Cowboy Head Coach Mike Boynton. We'll wrap things up after this. This is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue for the win. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
discount drug where we know our customers by name.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle
can we
up.
Ice cream?
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Wrapping things up from Slim Chickens on the Coach Boynton Radio Show tonight. Remember, tomorrow it's a doubleheader. We'll have the men's game on the network. Broadcast coverage begins at 11. We'll have tip-off at noon as Oklahoma State is back home for the first time in a while, taking on Central Arkansas. Of course, the next game after that's coming up on the 29th, an eight-day gap between games before Corpus Christi comes here. For Coach Boynton, I'm Dave Huntsiker. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. This has been the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Slim Chickens and Learfield.
The Cowboys Sports Network. This has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores. Farm fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.